Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure E. We support our schools, bond measures to supplement property taxes, and fiscal responsibility and transparency. We oppose Measure E, however, because the 5% annual escalation rate is unfair and unreasonable. This compounded rate is too high and exceeds the actual inflation rate. In addition, Measure E does not provide specific justification for this increase or accountability for how funds will be spent. A 5% annual increase will directly impact the increasingly unaffordable cost of housing in Mill Valley and is unfair to our most economically disadvantaged residents. In 2008, in the financial crisis, voters agreed to pay $663 in new school taxes, $865 today, to make up for state budget cuts. By 2029, Measure E will increase to roughly $1,750 per parcel. In 2012, taxpayers approved Measure B, a tax of $196 per year with a limit of increasing no more than 3% annually. In 2016, Measure B taxes are approximately $214, making the combined Measure B and E parcel taxes roughly $1,100. The U.S. Consumer Price Index, CPI, rose just 0.8% in the past 12 months, yet Measure E imposes 6.25 times that rate. Is that reasonable? Parcel taxes directly impact the costs of home ownership and renting, making it harder for young people, service workers, retirees, and, ironically, teachers to live in Mill Valley. Is that socially responsible? Measure E proponents should reduce its annual escalation rate to match the CPI, cap annual upward adjustments at no more than 3%, and bring the measure back in 2017. Vote no on Measure E. Signature Lawrence S. Anderson, former president, Mill Valley School Board. Signature Joyce Britt, environmentalist. Signature Susan Kirsch, retired teacher. Signature Paul Primo, economics consultant. Signature Robert Silvestri, community activist.